The Joe and Anthony Show does not necessarily reflect the views of Shyampa Radio, its sponsors, the Intermedia Group, or the local community radio station carrying this episode. This show can be offensive and may not be your safe space. So there's your trigger warning.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from NullSoft Shoutcast.
This is the show that nobody told you about. This is the show that your brother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
the Joe and Anthony Show on
Shyampa. You know, I could use a bucket of chicken strips.
You know what? I think I just came up with a perfect show title already.
Oh, what did you?
Don't stab someone over a chicken sandwich.
That's a long show title.
And we haven't done that before. We've done long, sharp titles.
Don't stab someone over a chicken sandwich.
Yeah, like the whole Popeyes thing where, you know, that guy got killed or shot. I don't know. Was he shot or was he stabbed? I can't remember. Because he cut in line over
that
stupid fucking...
He was killed.
He was definitely killed, but I don't know if he was shot, like shot killed or like stabbed killed. All right, I guess we'd have to check that on the news. Anyway, hi, everyone. This is Anthony, live in Studio A in Tampa.
Hey, everybody. It's Joe, live in Studio B in Chicago.
Oh, boy.
Hi, Patty here, your lovable artificial personality.
Betty needs more volume.
This is episode 195 of the Joe and Anthony Show for Tuesday, November 5th, 2019. In case you didn't know it, the Joe and Anthony Show has a page on Facebook.com/The Joe and Anthony Show. We are also on Spotify, Google Play Music, iTunes, Radio for All, and on our website www.shyampa.org. Subscribe, add, like, favorite, or visit our website, just like us, damn it. And now, Joe and Anthony get cracking with the TP segment. Take it away, guys. Betty out.
Thanks, Betty.
I guess I didn't realize that we were on Spotify for some reason.
Okay.
I don't know. It just surprised me. And she's probably been saying it this whole time, but I'm kind of usually off in my own little world. And
yeah, we're on Spotify.
Oh, well, how about that?
Yeah. Isn't that awesome?
That is awesome.
Maybe that could be some of where our subscribers are coming from.
I hope so.
By the way, we don't have this in the script, but I just do want to give a shout out to all of our subscribers. Thank you very much.
Yeah, you actually like us, so thank you. So, let's see. How was our week? Let's see. That's where we're at. All right. So,
Sounds like you had some cart ramming opportunities going on.
Fuck grocery shopping. You know, I'm sorry. And this sounds kind of bad. And fine. Send me hate mail if you want. Anthony@shyampa.org. Do it all you want. But The Walking Dead have arrived in Florida. And, well, they're arriving, I guess, is the best way to put it. They are arriving.
Brain.
Oh, my God. It's like you walk down the freaking aisle of the grocery store, and they're side by side shuffling. Like, and I'm like, one of them stops to look at something on one shelf, and the other one just instinctively stops as well. And, like, kind of just stares up at the ceiling looking for signs of life. And you're just like, excuse me. And they're old and they're hard of hearing, so they can't hear you. And I'm like, would it be appropriate to go to, you know, the store with an air horn? You know, like one of those little bottle air, you know, type of things. I don't know. Anyway. Yeah. So anywho, I've also been sick. I've been sick for actually a week now. At first it was a respiratory thing, and then it turned into a stomach thing. So, you know, I just went from stem to stern in ailment, apparently. And, you know, it's fucking hot again. It's fucking hot again. The cold front did not stay with us. It lasted maybe 32 hours, 34 hours, and back to heat again. They say it's going to get colder again. It's November, and we're still hitting the 90s at points, and it's ridiculous. So,
welcome to climate change.
Yeah, thanks. Exactly. So go ahead, Joe. What about your thing?
Have you been negatively impacted by the time shift? You know, the one that we just had this past weekend? Well, if so, we don't give a fuck. Just listen to us, damn it. Anyway, well, guess what, folks? The CTU, which is the Chicago Teachers Union, that strike was over by last Thursday evening. The strike was over. They were able to secure all of their demands in the contract, in writing. And the teachers got 5 days back pay for the days that they were on strike. 5 days. So they were on strike for a total of 11 days, and they got back pay for 5 of those days. So, you know, it was kind of hard to hear a lot of the negativity on Twitter from people that just don't get it. And they just assume by the numbers that this is the way it is, and this is how it is, and... You know, I get their point, and I am also a taxpayer, but I'm also not a teacher, and I don't deal with class sizes that are insane. Oof. And I don't deal with insane kids. You know, yeah. Not every school is like the nice Jones Prep.
No, there's some pretty fucking scary schools out there. There's some really, especially in the Chicago Public School District, there's some really fucking scary schools out there. And, you know, it's tough. It's a tough job. It's a tough job for everyone that works in the schools, from the teachers to the lunch crew to the office staff to the janitors to the police to their IT people. God, I feel bad for their IT.
At the end of the day, it's tough for the kids, too, because they're stuck in a huge class. They don't get any attention.
Well, yeah, and I'm sure like half the kids are flying off the wall because they have behavioral problems. So no one's learning anything, you know.
But let's move on.
Let's move on, so please. We're kind of moving into the
thing is, yes, after the last show, we got a little small winter storm. More annoying, though, is with the wind, rain, snow mix. And some parts west and north got dumped on. And now we're expecting a little bit more coming soon, I guess. I heard it's supposed to rain and snow tomorrow, so let's see.
Ooh, I could use some snow right now. I'd be happy with that. It's fucking odd.
Yeah, right. So do we have any announcements?
We have no voicemail.
And our chat room is open at shyampa.org.
Ezel's
and
in here.
Phone lines are
Ezel's
ready
in.
At 813.
He says he has no heat.
813-327-8566. What do you mean no heat?
I don't know. He says no heat in Armpit, Illinois. I don't know. Maybe he's
broken.
Maybe he should cozy up with the bees.
Oh
yeah, the bees. So, but yeah, where's your bee sound effects? Or your Carnarvon wagon sound effect?
My Carnarvon wagon.
Was that what you originally made it for? Was the Carnarvon wagon like a squeaky? That was supposed to be a squeaky Carnarvon wagon.
Yeah.
All right, we're going into the weed corner.
The weed corner.
So in our first story, Quebec raises legal cannabis consumption age, outlaws most edibles. This comes from High Times. Quebec is finalizing its new cannabis laws 1 year after the federal Canadian cannabis legalization. The province government voted to ban sweet marijuana edibles, prohibit cannabis use in public space, raise the legal age to purchase to 21, which is also the highest in the country of Canada. The legislation isn't that ridiculous? But maybe not so bad. 18-year-olds are kind of stupid. Not saying 21-year-olds are any better, but you at least hope within those 3 years they've gotten some fucking sense. But if they're going to be buying it at 21, they've probably been smoking it since they were 15. The legislation was opposed by all political parties except for the Coalition Enervaire Quebec, which is currently in power. The bill to raise the age limit to 21 was introduced last December at the same time as legislation to ban the consumption of marijuana in public spaces. Prior to the regulation, cannabis was limited by the same laws that applied to tobacco, which ban its use on school campuses, daycares, hospitals, and other sites. Luckily, a proposed ban on growing one's own cannabis was ruled unconstitutional by a Quebec Superior Court justice back in September. And we need that we definitely need that to happen here in Florida. Exactly. They finally ruled that the smoking ban was unconstitutional. Now they got a rule that the ban on growing is also unconstitutional. All right, our next story, because I'd love to grow some of my own, thank you. I got a great space right here on the roof of the strip mall, over the studio, where the top, where the little antenna tower is. Little spot. The Chinese got their pigeon coop down, further down for the Chinese restaurant. I'm just assuming that they raise pigeons as pets and don't use them in the Chinese food, but that's why I don't eat Chinese food much anymore. But I
no,
got nice
they're
little
delivery
space.
Pigeons.
They're delivery. I've never seen those pigeons deliver a damn thing. All I see, if I'm up there, all I see is I see the chef come up there, grab a few pigeons out of the cages, and he goes back inside. National Public Action Committee pushing for cannabis legalization in Montana. This also comes from High Times. Coalition 406, a local group working for cannabis reform in Montana, has just received big-time backing from advocacy groups. Voters could see legalization on the ballot next year. Coalition 406 just announced that it is partnering with National Marijuana Advocacy Organization New Approach PAC, based in Washington, D.C., who has already been a big player in legalization efforts in places such as California, Maine, and Massachusetts. Coalition 406 also said it received support from the Marijuana Policy Project. There are two legislative proposals on the books. The Marijuana Regulation Act, which would legalize, tax, and regulate cannabis for adult use in the state. And the second proposal is not directly about cannabis, but its implications would directly impact what legalization would look like in Montana, and it has to do with the legal definition of an adult in the state. Coalition 406 will also now go by the name New Approach Montana. That's it for your weed news.
I have a title idea. Don't shoot your delivery pigeon.
Don't cook your delivery pigeon.
There we go. Don't cook your delivery pigeon. There we go. That's another one.
There you go.
Okay, so wow, would you believe, folks? I have never watched the highly capitalistic 80s of the grand capitalistic decades, of course. That show, you know what that show is?
The Bozo Show.
No, we're talking like high class. High class what?
Hawaii 5-0.
They were in the Earl business.
The Earl business? The Beverly Hillbillies.
No.
But they were in the Earl business.
But they weren't in the 80s. They were like in what, 60s?
Yeah, close enough. It all ran all right. together for some people.
Your choices have completely been well. They're this. No, what show I'm talking about, folks, is Dynasty. Oh my god. Joan Collins. Oh my god. Lots of laughs. Yes, folks, this is the first time I'm ever watching this show. I'm like, how did I ever miss out on this quote-unquote gem? It's crazy. This show was a 1980s product of Aaron Spelling and all those wonderful 80s television people. But it really... I could see why it was so captivating to so many people. The fights... we use delivery cockroaches. Yay! Sorry, I was just reading across to the chat room, folks. Which, if you're listening live, you can join us in the chat room, and we might say something that you might say or whatever. Yeah. Just go to chiampa.org. That's chiampa.org. And I'm noticing the time. So in the script, I kind of made a switch. I changed your weed corner time to 20:08.
I see.
This way it gives us 2 extra minutes because I know we like to talk in the opening and such.
You haven't said anything about the Dynasty opening going on in the background this whole time.
I don't hear Dynasty opening in the background. No. Because if I did, I'd be whistling the song. Because every time the song comes on, it, I whistle to it. I do not know, but I trust you that it's there, and that's great. But no, this show was an absolute gem. I can see. I hear that.
Well, yeah.
Yay! Yes.
Now you hear it. That's
interesting. Oh my God! Yes.
I believe my board is malfunctioning.
Uh-oh, we have malfunctioning board. Hold on, uh-oh.
It's okay.
Fart.
Hi, Roger.
It's all good.
Anyways, I think we have what you call one of those word of the days or one of the shows. And folks, last week, if you don't remember, our word was abrogate. Whose definition is to put an end to something. Like to this crazy discussion about Dynasty. You know, I'm sorry, but I never got to watch Dynasty as a kid. And I know one of my friends, he said he watched it with his mother. And it's like, wow, I wish I could have watched Dynasty with my mother.
Interesting.
And been like, gee, Mom, I wonder if Jeff has a big pee-pee.
I don't know how well that would have gone with your mother, but all right, sure. Okay.
So, anyways, we have a word of the show, folks.
Yeah, we do, sure, don't we?
Last week's word was abrogate, whose definition is to put an end to something.
Ooh.
And now, this week's word is fogbow.
Oh, my goodness.
And fogbow means a rainbow made of fog droplets.
Huh.
Whoa. Wow, that gong is really loud.
So you hear the gong, huh?
I heard the gong. Yeah. Ooh.
Now you're hearing that. All right, yes. We got the board working again.
Yay.
The board is working again. Thank God.
So, we had random discussion until 2017. Roger, you should really be taking it away now. You really should.
Wow. Hello, it's the other lovable artificial personality unit, Roger, if you didn't know it. And if you did, well, pip pip and cheerios for you. This is the National Day moment for today. Well, it won't be today if you're not listening today. Anyway, the date I am speaking of is Tuesday, November 5th, 2019, and it is National Donut Day, National Love Your Red Hair Day. Wow. Well, Joe is going to pull real hard on a fake fancy lever that causes Anthony to push a blinky button that stimulates a rather whimsical spinning wheel, I think. Yes, yes, yes. No, no, no. Wow. Maybe. Take it away, guys.
Bing!
Oh, boy. Damn. Well, you know, sometimes that's the way it works out. All right, now that we've gone through all that. All right, our random news story comes from WESH Channel 2 News in Tallahassee about a bunch of special needs kids screwed by the government.
Oh, boy.
Your reaction just made me laugh. Just cough. Hold on. I'm still getting over a chest cold, so you know I have these little coughing moments where I have to mute myself. All right, a group of special need children in Titusville running a snack bar inside a government complex has been pushed out by a state law meant to keep politicians from harassing voters.
What?
Yeah. Advocates say overzealous state officials are hurting the kids by shutting down their fundraising snack bar. Employees in the complex said that the children gave out coffee and cookies in exchange for a donation. There was nothing political about what they were trying to accomplish. They were trying to help their school and themselves by gaining a skill that could help them get jobs in other places. State officials said anyone walking into the building could be going to the elections office, and it is illegal to solicit a voter. Yeah. Welcome to Florida. Legally, the mere presence of students accepting donations for any reason is the same as soliciting a voter. Officials evicted the snack bar on October 15th, with certain moose poop election materials became available in the office. It's that time of year. Very few people request the materials. Most are citizens fulfilling other business. The coffee pit can reopen after Election Day, which is November 5th. In the meantime, advocates said the special need kids are being taught the wrong kind of lesson. And that's it for your random news. Back to you, Betty.
Ooh, it's Betty's turn.
Go, Betty, go. Betty!
Betty here. Check these out and more that we recast on Chiampa Radio. The World Labor Hour with the lovable Dave, Gus, and Bill. Headphone Meditations with John DuBose, and the Inept Supervillains podcast, where black geeks drink while discussing society, politics, and geek-related media, usually to disastrous results. Be sure to visit Chiampa.org for our complete broadcast schedule, social medias, and much more. Want to be on the show? Call us at 813-327-8566. And now, for Joe's weather and news. Back to you, Joe. Betty out.
And it's time for your Chiampa weather from Chicago's Midway International Airport. Unless you're listening live, it's not currently a few clouds and 36 degrees. The humidity is at 46%. The wind speeds are out of the west at 7 miles per hour, with a barometer of 30.34 inches. The dew point is at 17, which gives us a wind chill. Wind chill of 30 degrees. So tonight, a chance of snow after 2 a.m., and it's going to be around 33 degrees. Wednesday, rain and snow likely before 9 a.m., then just rain. Cloudy with a high near 47. Wednesday night, rain likely before 11 p.m., and then just lots of crazy weather all night long. It's going to be cloudy with a low around 30. Thursday, a 30% chance of snow before noon. Cloudy through mid-morning, then gradual clearing with a high near 33. Thursday night, mostly clear with a low around 21. Friday, mostly sunny. You know, I've noticed Fridays just seem to be just sunny, always. Which is great.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah, it's awesome. It's really nice. So, and that's your weather. Yeah. And now for the news.
Yeah. And now for the news.
One of these things has the news in it.
Vulcan.
Yes.
Do you have some stimulating flatulence?
Poor, unable to contain their emotions, millennials. And what a fucking stupid thing for someone on YouTube to say, too. But let's find out more. Now, angry viewers have taken to social media to berate an Instagram influencer. Oh, I'm sorry, an Instagram influencer. That's different.
What the fuck is an influencer?
Oh, they're one of those people that, like, influence people to, like, buy things and check things out and just be those. These are the people that cause retail stores and restaurants to close. Because once they don't like you anymore, it's like, bye!
Wow. So sad.
Anyways, get this. He claimed that learning about World War II would harm people's mental health.
He's a fucking idiot, man.
Reality TV star Freddie Bentley, 22, told Good Morning Britain today that he thinks schools should trim back what they teach on the conflict. It was a hard situation, World War II. I don't want anyone to think I'm being disrespectful, he said, but added, I remember learning it as a child thinking, oh my god, it's so intense. His comments were met with fury on social media as viewers slammed his disrespectful marks on Twitter. As one person fumed, "You need to learn respect, young man." He is fearful that the bloody subject may worsen any mental health issues that children already have. Freddie told Ben Shepherd and Kate Garraway, "I don't think encouraging death..." Who's encouraging death? You're just trying to avoid death in the future, and you scare the living fuck out of people.
Right.
That's how you not do that shit anymore, is you scare the living fuck out of people. I don't know, maybe... Never mind. He has suggested replacing a portion of the time given to World War II topics with things that could prepare pupils for when they leave school, such as how to get a mortgage or how to understand Brexit. People swiftly took to social media to pose his remarks, arguing that those who do not learn about history are condemned to repeat its horrors.
Ding, 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 yep. Ding, ding.
I don't even want to go on anymore with this story. It just makes me sick. Let's move on to the next one. So, you know, the scripting is all wrong in this particular story, so I'm just going to ad-lib here. And there's actually been an update to this story, but the original one was Krispy Kreme orders a Minnesota college student to stop driving to Iowa to stock up on its donuts to resell them in the Twin Cities. So get this. This enterprising Minnesota college student drove to Iowa every weekend to buy hundreds of Krispy Kreme donuts that he then sold to his own customers in the Twin Cities area. He was warned by the confectionery giant to stop. Now, here's the kicker. There have been no Krispy Kreme stores in Minnesota for 11 years. Jason of someplace in Minnesota would drive 270 miles to a Krispy Kreme in Clive, Iowa, pack his car with up to 100 boxes, each carrying 12 donuts, then drive back up north to deliver them to customers in Minneapolis-St. Paul. He charged $17 to $20 per box. He said some of his customers spent nearly $100 each time. Jason said he did not receive a discount from the store in Iowa where he bought the donuts. But less than a week after the St. Paul Pioneer Press reported on his money-making scheme, Jason received a phone call from Krispy Kreme's Nebraska office telling him to stop. The senior, studying accounting at Metropolitan State University, said he was told his sales created a liability for the North Carolina-based company. Jason, also known as the Donut Guy, would have made his 20th run to Iowa on Saturday. He told his Facebook followers on Thursday that he has been told he had to shut down his operations. Now, I guess what ended up happening, there's been a follow-up story where now life is great and everything is wonderful and donut-y, because now they're going to open up a store and I think Jason's going to get to run it or do some kind of promotion with it. So
okay. All
everything's
right.
Happy and good again.
That's good when everything's happy good again.
And let's move on to the Fiddles McGinty.
Fiddles McGinty.
Fiddles McGinty.
And another why not me moment, methinks.
Oh boy.
Yes, well, get this. The Samsung Members app, for those of us that have Samsung phones, well, it may not be your go-to destination for R-rated content. But for several hours a few days ago, it could have done the job just Ooh. Fine. Because a member posted his member for other members to see.
Lots of
Given
members
the
there.
Intriguing nature of the post, it grew enough in popularity that it popped up on the app's front page for everyone's enjoyment.
Oh, that's
the sad
hilarious.
Part about the whole junk post situation is that the text below it just doesn't make any sense, even though it had some great fundamentals like shooting today with my friends and even more stupid than me. In any case, the post has now been removed and the account behind it probably shafted from the app for good. You can safely open Samsung Members app again to check up on your One UI 2.0 betas without submitting your eyes to any other unwanted tools. And that's a wrap on Joe's News, sourced by the lovable Chip Skipper and his crack on crack, deliriously on crack news team.
Yeah, right.
Back to you, Anthony.
Thanks, Joe. Do you want to be part of this disjointed, southern fried, collusion-free, GMO-loaded experience? Then call us at 813-327-8566. This week on This Way Out, Shut Up, Roger, an Australian teacher grades the proposed religious discrimination bill. Queer Life and its lit commenter, Janet Mason, reads gender optimism in Juno Swans. Pride rises from the picket line in a rainbow minute. And in the news, a record Taiwan Pride crowd celebrates marriage equality. The Trump administration allows religious bias in health services, adoptions, and Scottish activists grill Chick-fil-A's record of homophobic hate. All that and more this week when you discover This Way Out, the international LGBT radio news magazine. Now on Tuesday nights at 9 Eastern, right after the Joe and Anthony show on Cheyenne Radio. Hang tight, folks. I forgot what the word. We're going to be fogboat or something in about 4 minutes.
We will?
I don't know. I forgot what the word of the day was.
Fogbrow.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Cheyenne for Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer, and Kent Cigarettes, and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's retro commercials, we bring them to you here on WEED Cheyenne for Radio. Flashback. Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Shine.
Hello. Hello.
4 by 12 o'clock. Lots of people with telephones not made by AT&T are reporting some kind of complaint. When was the last time you had a complaint with an AT&T phone? Get the first-class phones of AT&T. You get what you pay for. AT&T, the right choice.
Moo and Ike. Moo. We got baby spare ribs, roast beef, hot links, and more to give. Cube steaks, hot dogs, real tips. Ooh, pork chops, turkey wings, and chicken wings, too. Give me a wave if you like catfish. Jump up if it's your favorite dish. Tommy likes ribs and chicken wings. If you like you, let me hear you scream. Wave for catfish. Scream for ribs.
Here's a cute new magic mushroom. Where's the old one?
This is it.
Smells like new.
This must be the old one.
Smells like new to me.
Airwick Magic Mushroom smells like new day after day for over a month.
Like new, like new, like new.
Magic Mushroom.
Oh, 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 who's that kid with the Oreo cookie licking up the creamy middle like she did when she was little? It's hard to hide the kid inside when you're crunching.
Listen, my life changed because someone was there to get me to use drugs. No one can understand. People think that having someone who will listen makes it better. I need help.
I'm listening.
I need help. I think that having someone who will listen makes it better. People understand. No one can get me to use drugs. My life changed because someone was there to listen.
Go to heretolisten.com for tips and tools to turn addiction around. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Dan Moore presents Everyday Facts You Never Knew. Did you know if you try to say the alphabet without moving your lips or tongue, every letter will sound exactly the same? Or how about the fact that white cats with blue eyes are usually deaf? Did you know that wind doesn't make a sound until it blows against another object? I'm Dan Moore, and those are some more Everyday Facts You Never Knew.
Make your commute more commutable. Catch weekday rush hour hosted by our lovable automated personality unit, Betty, from 6:30 to 10:30 Eastern every weekday morning. Betty scours the internet for all kinds of questionably awesome content, and then she plays it in bite-sized 15-minute segments. Combined with her sassy attitude, Betty is sure to make your coffee percolate. Then make your drive home more exciting with Traffic with Toppers. Weekday afternoons from 3:30 to 7:30 Eastern. Gill and his unique cast of characters bring you the latest chart busters of days gone by in a way that is sure to make you laugh. Visit www.shyampa.info for a complete schedule of programming. You're listening to Shyampa Weed Radio, Chicago, Tampa, Shyampa Radio.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Null Soft Shoutcast.
Okay, you cue one of those robotic things.
Wow, I don't find your news boring, Joe. Anyways, hello, Roger here. Roger
said
here.
Your news was boring.
Terra Code 6, welcome back. Welcome back, bleep, bloop. System 3, IC3, IC3.
Oh, Roger's all fucked up again.
I just pooped.
Oh, no.
Thank God it's Monday, because up next we've got a terrible weather forecast and what you've really been waiting for. Wow. Anthony's crazy Florida news. But first go grab your favorite devices, snacks, and beverages, biatches, so we can get started with bleep, bloop, oopsie poopsie, Anthony's crazy everything. Take it away, the lovable Anthony.
Thanks, Roger.
You're welcome, Anthony.
All right, let me click here and do this. All right, it is time for your Shyampa weather for Tampa Bay from Tampa International Airport, KTPA. Unless you're listening live, it is currently overcast and 79 degrees. The heat index is 82, humidity is 77, dew point is 71, and the visibility is about 10 miles. Tonight, Tuesday night, will be mostly cloudy with a low around 72. Wednesday will be partly sunny with a high near 86, a 20% chance of storms after 1. Wednesday night will be partly cloudy with a low around 72. Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 86. And Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low around 72. That's it for your Tampa Bay weather. Now time for your crazy Florida news. Okay, let me open it. Hold on. I gotta click on the button.
It is good.
Clicky, clicky button. Where's the button?
Ooh, clicky, blinky,
blinky, blinky, blinky, blinky, clicky, clicky, blinky, blinky.
I need more blinky buttons.
Maybe you should buy a blinky button board. Maybe you should just make a blinky button board. Just buy a bunch of different blinky buttons and just mount them together and hook them up to a power supply. They won't do anything, but those will be blinky buttons. Maybe I should make one for you. I'll make you a blinky button board. If I find time, I'll make you a control panel blinky button board.
Well, at least it can make basic sounds.
True. We'll figure something out. Anyway, WFTS out of Tampa Bay brings us our first Florida news story of the night about a teacher that was living the Florida lifestyle a little too hard. Lisa, a fourth grade teacher, was fired after only 7 days on the job and is now facing criminal charges after she allegedly showed up to work drunk.
Oh,
yeah, right. And according to arrest records, Lisa was loud and belligerent in front of the children, had bloodshot, watery eyes, was slurring her words, and also rocking back and forth and stumbling, according to the Pinellas Park Police Department. WFTS found out that Lisa had faced disciplinary actions before her... Before, during part of her 30 years as an assistant teacher in Hillsborough County. She faces a disorderly conduct charge and possibly more. Reports also say that officers found marijuana in her car. Yeah. How about that? All right, where's my button? Here's the button.
That does sound very Florida lifestyle.
It does, absolutely. Without question. Without question. You're a teacher and coming fucking drunk. Our next crazy Florida news story of the night comes from WFLA News, Channel 8 out of Tampa Bay, and tells us about someone getting carried away, yet again, in the dysfunctional state of Florida. James runs a company called Metro State Special Services, which includes a fleet of motorcycles and SUVs equipped with purple and amber lights. James was arrested in September when Windmere, Florida police said he was impersonating a police officer while escorting a funeral. They also said that he became argumentative with actual officers who stopped him. After the arrest, detectives seized a body camera from him. In one video of the body camera, James and his team, it shows where James and his team shut down I-95 in Volusia County while escorting a line of Corvettes. One of the clips even shows him riding his motorcycle at high speed and crossing over lanes while weaving between cars. Deputies arrested James once again last Wednesday, claiming he impersonated an officer, yet again, after he and his group allegedly blocked an intersection and slapped the car of an off-duty police deputy driving by. James claims that his escort company was unfairly targeted by the Orange County Sheriff's Office and claims that he has been running the business for 10 years and hasn't had a problem until recently. Well, sometimes karma catches up with you. It takes a while.
Yeah. Wow.
All right. Ooh, hiccup. Let's move on. Ah, yes. Sexy time.
Oh, boy. I don't know if this is sexy, though.
Well, it's something. It falls under the sexy story. WFTS ABC Action News out of Tampa Bay brings us our final and, well, not really naked. I'm sure there was naked. Florida news story of the night about a man that wanted to thump something more than Bibles. Court documents show Florida Department of Law Enforcement received a tip in late September from a churchgoer, or a ninny, who told the agency that Douglas was using the YouVersion Bible app so he could befriend young teenage girls in their church and communicate with them online. The churchgoer told the investigator that she was suspicious of his activity and searched his name online after he friend requested several teenage girls in their youth group. The tipster learned Douglas was a registered sex offender after looking up his name and told investigators that Douglas's list of friends consisted mostly of young females. Florida Law Department researched Douglas and realized he failed to do one of the 22 legal rules and regulations sex offenders agreed that they will adhere to. Douglas did not disclose to the Sheriff's Department any email addresses, websites, and profiles to social media accounts he was using, including the Bible app. Failure to report the information is a third-degree felony. He has a history... Douglas has a criminal history of unlawfully communicating with minors. 2013, he spent 3 years in prison. Yep, for sending some child porn. Douglas was admitted to the Hillsborough County and Florida Law Department investigators, or he admitted to them that he did not tell them about a Gmail account he was using. He admitted to using the Bible app. Investigators found the app open on the phone after he agreed to a search. The Sheriff's Department will not name the church involved. Yeah, because of some Marcy's Law. The agency is looking into whether there are any other apps Douglas may have used to communicate with young girls. The Bible app totes itself as being on over 350 million devices worldwide. The question now is how many of them are pedophiles. That's it for your crazy Florida news. Back to you, Betty.
Oh, is it Betty's turn?
It's Betty's turn. It's Betty's turn again. Wake up, Betty.
You can thank the database that you are tuned into, Shyampa Radio. We're always looking for unique content and people. Call Shyampa Radio anytime at 813-327-8566, and you too can hang out in the studio with these two idiots. Be a part of this unique Q-Studio experience. Be sure to visit us at shyampa.org for our latest broadcast schedule. And did you know you can chat on our webpage? Just click chat. But now, go grab your bongs, bitches, because your two lovable stoners are going to start babbling on about this, or that. Hold on, woohoo, here it comes, plethora, Monday. Take it away, guys.
You know, first of all, I can't believe that the end of the show is coming up in about 15 or so minutes.
I know, I'm going to take a nap.
And then, third of all...
Wake me up when we get close to the end.
Thanksgiving is like almost at the end of this month. That's crazy.
I know. Thanksgiving is so late this year. It's kind of ridiculous. Yep. I'm like,
it kind of blends in with Christmas almost.
Ugh, well, it all blends together nowadays anyway. My husband likes to call it Spooky Thanks Christmas.
Spooky.
No, seriously, he calls it Spooky Thanks Christmas, and I think that's an appropriate name for it. Spooky Thanks Christmas, because the shit just all runs fucking together. People are already putting up fucking Christmas decorations.
Oh God! You know what? At the restaurant, we're waiting until after Thanksgiving.
Good idea. We're not,
yeah.
Or at least decorate for Thanksgiving. Do some fall harvest thing. For some God's sakes, don't fucking start putting up a Christmas tree on November 3rd.
No, I'm not up in for that. No. We need a show title.
I thought we had a few that kind of floated around.
We did.
I think Ezel said something about irritated anuses or pigeon meat or something. And I don't know. I said something about, I had some long ass show title name. I can't remember what the fuck that was now. Wow, there's this weird hole in the hallway. Don't we have a few things to talk about, Joe?
what the fuck is up with that weird hole in the hallway?
We don't know.
Yeah, we do. Roger made it, but nobody knows why. Right, Anthony? Anyways, let's see what we do have here on this list.
Whee!
Yep, hashtag that one. All right.
And Joe is something witty here. Yeah, if you want to give us a call, you can. 813-327-8566.
I apologize. I have gas, though, so it might be a little sticky on the phone.
It's okay. As long as the little thingy lights up and it goes clickety-click. And
my thingy never lit up and went clickety-click. Was it always supposed to do that? If it always supposed to do that, I might have a defective thingy.
Uh-oh. Somebody said Fogbrow Express.
Where?
I don't know. Rainbow Express? How does that work?
What is the Rainbow Express?
Does it work with gas?
I think it works on unicorn farts.
Okay. So, all right. I'm going to see the new Transformer.
The transgendered? Fuck.
No, the new Terminator movie on Thursday.
Oh, okay.
My buddy Oscar, yeah. Oh, we got a call. I knew that was going to work.
Let me find the button to hit. All right, caller, you're on the air. Sounds like Ezel.
Ezel Magadu here.
How's it going, Ezel?
Oh, man, I'm feeling good, boys.
Nice.
It's a great time here in Iron Pit, Illinois. We got 7 inches of snow the other night, man.
I figured as much.
Oh, man, we had to get them damn gay people out there with their snow shovels. Man, I'm telling you, they were bitching all the time. But anyway... Hey, I got to tell you, boys, I got a question, and maybe, Joe, you can answer it since you're in that food industry or the food and beverage industry. You know, on Halloween, I take the clay people out because they don't, you know, people, I take them to the stores and the malls and everything because they kind of fit right in on Halloween.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Freaked out. Yeah, they don't get freaked out when they see the clay people walking down the mall. But anyway, I want to know, what the hell is with these coffee cups? Everywhere you go around here, if people are walking around with that goddamn coffee cup in their hand. Now, what is that?
I hate it.
Yeah, what is that? I don't know what's going on with that shit.
Do you know why
I hate it? What the fuck are you talking about?
Do you know why I hate it? Because they come into my restaurant with their coffee cup instead of purchasing my coffee.
I see. I don't know.
That's why I hate it.
I have coffee in the morning.
And I'm telling you, they're addicted. It's like a status symbol.
You know what? That's what I was thinking. I was telling the great people, that's got to be like a status symbol. Because they'll walk into furniture stores. They walk into Walmart. They walk all over the place with that coffee cup. And I'm like, you don't drink that much coffee, goddammit.
They do.
What
and
the
it's loaded
hell
with
that?
Like, It's loaded with like a week's worth of sugar.
Well, that's the thing. It's not. They're not really drinking that much coffee. There's probably like maybe an ounce of coffee, and it's like soy milk and almond milk and sugar and flavoring and this and that. And yeah, there's only like maybe it's like maybe like 0.1% coffee. It's ridiculous.
And you know what? And then you know what? The big deal is a Starbucks coffee cup.
Wow, of course.
Starbucks, they kind of like stick it out. They walk and arms fully stretched out with the coffee cup. And I'm like, what does that mean? Is that like
you should run into
blanket?
You should trip them. You should take the clay people and like partially unwrap one of the clay people and trip them.
Oh man, the people are strange. That thing's strange, man. I'm telling you, people are.
That's
weird
why.
Today.
That's why I don't like people. That's why I avoid people as much as I can.
You know what? That's why me and the cave people, we have a good time in the cave, man. We get the candy laying out. We just have a good. We don't. Yeah, I think going out in public is freaking me out now, man. These people are nuts out here. I don't know what the. Is that deranged, what do they call that, Trump derangement syndrome or some shit? What's going on out there?
Everyone's just fucking gone nuts. Everyone's nuts.
They're going nuts.
It's in the air.
It must be, you know, them chemtrails up in the air.
Could
something.
Be. Could Maybe be the chemtrails. Yeah, that's a possibility.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Maybe it's
but
the chemtrails.
You know what? I got another thing I got to ask you guys.
Sure.
There's a controversy. I don't know if you heard. I didn't hear it on your news. But, you know, they had the New York Marathon this weekend.
And okay.
Now there's a big controversy. People are bitching. Well, you know, that guy from Kenya, he always wins. That guy can run fast. Man, he's the fastest running brother I've ever seen, man. He can run.
During a marathon? Is that how that works? Is it baseball? I'm not a sports person. What's a marathon? They're running, right? They run in a marathon?
Yeah, they run like...
They run in a marathon. Miles. Okay. All right. Fair enough.
They run... This guy runs 26 miles in like 2 hours and 18 minutes.
Holy
this
fuck.
Pretty damn fast. Yeah, that's fast.
He should become an Uber.
You know, that's what I was thinking. What's that? Uber Eats delivery.
Uber, there you go. You know, Uber Eats. Yeah. Just put a rickshaw. Just put a rickshaw on him. You know, that'd be awesome. He should go to the Olympics if he has already been.
This guy
there.
Wins every year because he's got like legs that are 6 feet long. I mean, he's all legs. You know, he's got a head and legs.
Head and legs. Wow. Maybe.
But anyway, the controversy now is Nike. Nike came out with a shoe, I guess, last year, and it's a specially designed shoe, okay? And I know Nike, you know, they own the NBA. They're the big money. It, you know, people talk about Microsoft and shit. Nike's the biggest money in this country, man, and in China. China, man, them Nike shoes sell like hotcakes in China, man, I'm telling you. But anyway, the controversy is they made this shoe that when you run, it has a kind of like a spring action heel, and it kind of gives you a 10% boost in your step. So when you're running, it kind of boosts you up, you know, a little bit. You know,
okay, okay.
All right. Well, now
diarrhea will do that too.
Yes, it will. But now people are bitching in New York. I swear to God, people in New York, they got nothing better to do than bitch about this, bitch about that. But they're bitching that this guy from Kenya, he had those Nike shoes on. And they're easy to spot because Nike made them real pink, you know, so they could satisfy everybody, you know. Hey, look, pink shoes, man, that's cool, you know, because it's pink, it's cool. So now everybody's bitching that this guy won because he's got these special shoes from Nike, you know. And they said, well, not everybody can afford it. And I'm like, what do you mean nobody can afford it? I mean, if this guy from Kenya, who probably makes about $2 a day, can afford the shoes. I mean, you can if you're going to go there and run, because I'm sure there's a big pot of gold.
I'm going to say, if he's, I mean, unfortunately, I don't pay attention much to marathons. I do know
I don't
what
either.
It is,
I'm
but, you know,
like,
I'm about as inept with sports right as it comes. But I'm sure if he's been winning these marathons, he probably gets promotional deals. He probably makes a significant amount of money off of this.
Yeah.
I'd imagine.
He probably gets the shoes.
He probably gets the shoes for free. Yeah, Nike probably just sent him the day here. They probably sent him a pair in every color.
Wear them.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
just wear them.
Yeah, but You know what? People ain't never happy. You know, the guy runs because he's got 6 foot legs and he wins, okay? If you can't beat him, then you should practice more. That's the way I look at it.
See, and I don't run. I don't run because I have 3-inch legs and I'm
right.
You know, and I kind of roll down the hallway. So, you know, it just works out easier that way.
The only time I run is to the bathroom when I got the shits, man.
Exactly. Diarrhea is the best motivation to get you moving.
Man, you can do a 10-yard dash in 10 seconds.
It's amazing.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
amazing. It's amazing that what you will find, the research, the sheer speed you can push yourself at during that
New
moment.
New Year's 2000, I ran from Berlin nightclub to 4343 Clarendon.
How long of a run was that?
That was no longer than 10 minutes.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, man, I can't hold it 10 minutes.
No, I would have just found an alley.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I mean, at that point, you're just like, you sacrifice the undergarment and find an alley.
It was freezing cold.
It will warm up when you go.
There we go. That's a title. It'll warm up.
It'll warm up when you go. There you go.
Oh, man. But I'll tell you what. The worst nightmare is getting stuck behind a Nini in traffic when you got the shit.
I know. It's
man, you talking about stress, man. You get some big ass stress with that shit.
Ooh,
man.
And you bring it out in sweat, and you just like, you're right up on that bumper. You're like, come on, bitch. Let's go. Yeah, no.
Oh, man. You start gripping that steering wheel, man. Oh,
grip of death.
Man.
Grip of death.
It's the death grip. It's the death grip on the steering wheel. But anyway. You know what?
Oh, boy.
A parting shot is everybody in this country, they got to stop playing the race card and the gender card. You know what I mean? There's too much of that bullshit. They're blaming everything on this and that. You know what? You got to just do the best you can. You know what I mean? Do the best you can. And don't be playing no goddamn cards, you know. Play cards at home with the great people.
I like Uno.
But anyway.
Uno's a favorite.
Yeah, Uno's great, man. All right.
Well,
boy,
thank you for your insight, Ezell. It's always entertaining and interesting.
All right, look out for them pink shoes, man. And them.
We'll watch out for
legs,
the pink
man.
Shoes. Make sure the clay
right,
people
boys.
Get some pink shoes this Christmas.
There's a good Christmas gift. Anyway, you know what? Smoke 'em if you got 'em, man.
Thanks,
there you
Ezell.
Go, Ezell.
All right, we'll see you later, boys.
Bye.
Bye.
All right. Ugly lights have been on for a while now, and there's a strange blinking light on the control room board right now, so I'd like to thank you for tuning in, listening, or just supporting us in your own special way.
Yeah. Hey, glad you could join us for the show, the Joe and Anthony show here on Chiampa Radio. Be sure you turn in to the weekend. Be sure you tune in on the weekend for the World Labor Hour. We love you guys. Saturdays at noon Eastern. Then tune in for Weekend with Joe, Saturdays at 4 p.m. Eastern. And then we've got Headphone Meditations, a new show, and then a repeat show every other weekend, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, and a whole lot more. Just visit Chiampa.org for a complete broadcast schedule. Trio.
Yep. Weekday Rush Hour, Betty, 6:30 a.m. Traffic with Toppers, weekdays, 3:30 p.m. Every weekday. All times Eastern. Supervillains Podcast Friday. Classic Radio Throwback on Thursdays. Dance Mixes on Sundays. And visit our schedule, Chiampa.org, to find out
embellished
more.
Programming, Technique, audio, procedures. Yeah, that's right. Leave it on in the background. Tune in now.
That sounds kind of perverted. Oh, you're going to make me choke.
Chiampa.org. Oh, how about that for paraphrasing? And
yeah, well, it works. And look, we came in, we're sliding into home with our pants full of foam. the things that we come up with on this show.
That's right.
We may not be right in the head. But we're not right in the head. Yeah, well, so stay tuned, guys. We're going to have some weird schedule changes coming up in the next few months. So just bear with us. We don't know what's happening. We're going to be, we may just be doing shows on random days during the week sometimes. So anyway, thanks for tuning in. We will be back next Tuesday. Check out our blog at cheyampa.org. Remember, folks, don't evict the special needs children just because you showed up to work drunk after being arrested for impersonating a Bible. Have a good night, a good week, and stay tuned for a brand new episode of This Way Out with an S for Sexploration.
Bye-bye with an E.
There needs to be a Q in there or a W or maybe a T. There's not enough T's going around. See, there you go.
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin McLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music.
You're listening to Cheyampa Weed Radio. Chicago, Tampa, Cheyampa Radio.